KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Let me begin with a confession. I am not, it turns out, a very nice person. Because when I first heard the news that Kim Kardashian, the international Twitter and Instagram sensation, among other notorieties, was robbed at gunpoint in her Paris apartment, I admit it, I laughed. The people I was with shook their heads. "This isn't funny, Rob," they said. "They put a gun to her head. They tied her up." I laughed again. I couldn't help it. And I know that's a callous and cold-hearted response, but the entire story just seems so hilariously unlikely, such an organic part of the entire Kardashian attention-seeking complex, that my initial response wasn't, as I was informed by my lunch companions, the morally correct one, but it was an involuntary response based on my instinctive feeling that Kim Kardashian is not, in the traditional sense, a real person. Now, in case you live in a cave, the facts are these. Kim Kardashian was in a Paris apartment. Armed robbers dressed as policemen forced their way inside and tied her up at gunpoint. They locked her in a bathroom and they made off with about $10 million worth of jewelry. But if you replace the name Kim Kardashian, what I just said, with pretty much any other name, the entire episode takes on a more alarming and realistic tone. If you replace her name with something generic and bland, like housekeeper, say, or elderly woman, or some other real person like Betty White or Cardinal Dolan, suddenly your sympathies are fully engaged, or mine would be anyway. But as I confessed at the outset, I'm clearly a monster of a human being. My first reaction was to giggle, which evolved into a staccato kind of laugh until it was silenced by the looks of disappointment and condemnation on the faces of my friends, and I offered up this excuse. "Look, here she is," I said, "one of the most famous women on the planet, a high-fashion reality TV personality with a world-famous rap star husband, a person who craves the spotlight and relentlessly seeks it out, someone who has turned the day-to-day events of her private life into fodder for a TV series, and I'm supposed to discern through the haze of flashbulbs and tabloid stories and racing magazine covers and lurid family goings-on that she's a real flesh-and-blood person, just like you and me? I mean, I've been working in Hollywood alongside some of the most famous people on Earth for 25 years, but since I've never met Kim Kardashian, and in this way I'm like most people, it was easy to forget that she appears on a TV show, but she isn't a TV show herself. Her life on television seems unscripted and spontaneous, but that's only because it's a totally scripted and planned out thing. When armed thieves broke into her Parisian digs, it was almost as if they had passed through the proscenium arch. They became actors in the continuing reality show that is Kim Kardashian's life. So the whole event, when I first learned of it, seemed like a plot twist, which is why my first reaction was to laugh gleefully. Finally, I thought, this show is getting interesting. It took my friends to pull me back to reality and remind me that while many events of Kim Kardashian's life are content generation machines for her reality television show, being assaulted and threatened at gunpoint was clearly not one of them, and a good person of moral character would know that. So I was suitably ashamed, but less than an hour later, I was back to my old bad self. A friend of mine looked up from his phone and announced, "Hey, did you see that Lindsay Lohan's finger almost got chopped off?" Lindsay Lohan is a real person with a real finger. She's as real in her way as Kim Kardashian is. Both of them suffered real hurt, in Lindsay's case, bloody real, and only an unredeemable monster would react the way I did. But in my defense, faced with all of these tabloid favorite celebrities tweeting and Instagramming and broadcasting their every move, maybe becoming a callous spectator is the most rational reaction. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll become regulars for KCRW,